Marge and Frank James were in bed, not quite asleep after a restless, stormy night. It was past 1 a.m., and Frank James says the light suddenly went out, and then Marge heard thunder.
It's not thunder. I told him it's something else bouncing across the roof.
Actually, it was the roof, or the top portion of it anyway. It peeled off the house during a particularly strong gust. The couple was immediately inundated with water.
Must be over 50 spots in the bedroom, their master bedroom, where it was pouring down. I mean, literally pouring, not dripping, pouring, and running down the walls.
The Jameses quickly took action, but they're both elders, and Frank is recovering from heart surgery along with other health issues.
You know, this two of us are not supposed to left, and I'm not supposed to left, period. So, but, you know, I never listen anyway, but, yeah. but it was a big nightmare.
They did what they could to move items from the wettest part of the house into the living room, which remained relatively protected, and they worked to minimize the water damage.
We had pots and pans. We ran out of pots and pans all over. Pretty soon we had to put rain gear on.
At around 6 a.m., the couple decided it was time to call in the kids and grandkids to help. The family mobilized to move the heavy furniture, and the landlord later sent a crew over to put a tarp over the exposed single-story house. Several days after the storm, the rooms where the leaks were the worst are cleared out, with nearly everything piled into the living room area. The house is chilly, and there's a damp smell that's not too strong now, but indicates how bad the leaking was.
No, it was horrible. I told everybody when they came in, they always usually take their shoes off. And they automatically start talking, no, and you put them on coming in here and take them off going outside.
The focus now is on cleanup. Marge James says she's going to be doing laundry constantly for days.
Because the walls in the closet in our room, which is on the other side of that wall, water was coming into the closets, everything hanging on the shelves in there, wet.
At least clothes can be cleaned. In another room, Frank James says he found some worse damage.
And then I finally went and checked the office, and here all my electronics were soaked down, every bit of them. And I got a $2,400 model boat in there, and that was soaked.
The model boat is a remote-controlled electronic boat. There also was a lot of legal paperwork that had been stored in the office that needs to dry out. And a couple of real boats out in the yard were hit with pieces of the roof as it broke up and scattered. Right now, Marge and Frank are staying at a local hotel with funding assistance from Ketchikan Indian Community, but they're looking for a new place to live.
No, we're just trying to get some place to move into because we can't stay in this, you know. And like I said to him this morning, those carpets haven't hit badly yet, but the smell is going to be atrocious.
Frank, who has building experience, says it's going to take several months at least to get the house into a livable condition again. The couple also will need to replace some household items. Luckily, most of their memorabilia and heritage items were in the living room.
Well, I see a cedar hat. Did you lose anything irreplaceable like that?
No, because most of that kind of thing is in here, as a rule, like the pictures there. So far, they look good.
Yeah, I've got cedar hats in the other room, but none of them are...
They're okay?
They're okay.
Well, actually, I guess those are kind of built to be wet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're 50-year lifespan just laying in the mud.
While the couple did not have renter's insurance, they said they didn't need any help other than a new place to move into. But their daughter, Colleen James Olson, says they're just too proud to accept donations. James Olson says she's working with Tlingit Haida Regional Housing Authority in hopes of getting expedited acceptance for her parents into the Sean Heady Senior Housing Facility in Saxman. Her parents can't stay with her because of pet allergies, so James Olson says while they wait to hear from Tlingit Haida, the family is looking for short-term housing options. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.